This is Gloria and Sylvia. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Karma Talk. We thought that it was about time to have a new show. It's been a while. Margarita's been busy. And what could be a better time than to talk about the coronavirus, something that's on everybody's mind. And we wanted to add our two cents to the many, many suggestions for how to deal with this virus, ranging from the physical all the way to the very, very esoteric, such as the nature that Marguerite is putting out and so forth and so on. All right, we're gonna first mention that the CDC is making us all OCD because what was once a mania and considered a mental illness is now starting to be considered a virtue. So just, you know, watch those little plays of reversal reality that are going on, okay? It's an opportunity to watch reversal reality. And of course, the answer to all of this is THC. So, you know, get your alphabet letters, put it on your refrigerator, go out and get some of the made in China alphabet letters that you had when you were a kid before they go off the shelves. They're flying off the shelves with people wanting to do this. Turn all of the letters into what you want, THC free and readily available. Okay, that's what's going to help you people through this crisis, number one. Number two, many people are saying, you know, why is this happening and what can I do? Turn it into, again, a positive. So, for example, if you find yourself short of food, consider this the long-awaited fast diet detox that you've been putting off. All right? You know, there's a lot of people, the people with the more excess weight, the more you stand to gain from this situation. Consider it a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. The issue of toilet paper, what if it runs out? People are all worried. What are you teaching me, coronavirus, when you are taking away my toilet paper? Well, it's the opportunity to look at your own shit. Look at your own shit. Yeah, that's what's happening. It's like a global opportunity. So these are just some of the things we think that you could be using, how you could be approaching and solving the situation for yourself. How else can you look at it? All right, the issue of you have to stay home. You're all exhausted anyway. You've been manifesting this as a world for years, wanting something that was going to get you off your treadmill. Now it's finally here, and everybody's all up in arms about the situation. See the positive in the sea that you get to unplug. Well, some of you, now you're all on the internet, obsessively, whatever, checking the dust falling into the Facebook. But we're just saying, it could be a time for that that staycation, all right? Just enjoy it as a staycation. Crack out the videos. Go out and get the popcorn before it flies off the shelves and cook it for yourself while you're watching the movies. You know, allow yourself to lighten up, do some reading, that kind of thing. For all of you who are getting refunded for the things that you can't do, the big expensive trips and workshops that you can't do right now, that's your long-awaited savings. You know, put it away for a rainy day, not in the stock market, of course, but put it away, or better yet, why don't you give the money to all of those hard-working spirit workers like Marguerite, who have been slaving, working their little tuckuses off for you to get ready at this moment so that they could give you a nice massage when you're starting to stress out and freak out over the situation. Consider it. There's classes, there's one-on-one sessions, there's all sorts of things that are going on, mainly online, especially Marguerite. And think about it. We're just saying, we're just making a gentle suggestion, all right? If you find you're getting low on supplies, foodstuffs, canned goods, see it as an opportunity to clear out that pantry. Finally, eat those baked beans that have been in there since 1972. Get them out of the way and start fresh, you know, when the whole thing is over. All right? So that's another tip. It will also encourage a lot of people to clean their refrigerators. Okay? We shut it to the, you know, we're surprised that these are not incubators for you know what. Look at 3/4 of the refrigerators in the world. You wouldn't want to go in there or eat anything from those refrigerators. They're so bad. People haven't cleaned them in years. All right, now's the time. Get busy, a little elbow grease. You got all the time in the world. You can do it. So this has been Gloria and Sylvia with Karma Talk with our tips for how to deal with the coronavirus. We hope you found them useful. Just remember, it's a wonderful life. Only take what you need and keep laughing. Bye-bye.